Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I really appreciate Lindsay Williams joining us today. We're going to take a few more calls from Adam, Sam, Randy. I'll get to others after Lindsay leaves us. By the way, you've heard about the DVDs he's produced, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, breaking down all this in a professionally produced DVD to help get the word out. Because if we're able to get the word out with this radio show and his films, then people will be aware of the globalist agenda, and they may not be able to fully carry it out because of pushback. And Lindsay has said in past interviews they are concerned about the awakening, and they're not invincible. But people have got to wake up. The media is trying to distract us with unions and welfare, which is out of control, but it's a small part of the deficit. The real deficit is the derivatives we've signed on to, the inflation tax, what's happening in commodities. That's the big economic issue. We don't fix that, as Ron Paul has said. There's nothing to fix. If you want to call and get a copy of the new DVD, it's 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com, 888-799-6111 or prophecyclub.com. Our sites, of course, are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. Let's move quickly. Quick questions or comments. Don't have to thank us or anything, callers. Just give us your question or comment. Adam in Alabama, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Okay. 2 points real quick. I just wanted to get your opinion. I understand everything about the gold, why you need to buy it and all that. I've heard all your callers call in and ask why. I understand why. I want your opinion on Ezekiel 7:19 about they'll throw their gold and silver in the streets and all that. And my second point is, what is Lindsay Williams' opinion on the rapture? And I'll take my comments off the air.
Okay, Lindsay.
Yes, I think what he's referring to is Ezekiel. What does the world consider today as currency? It considers paper as currency. How many people in America own gold and silver? Less than 1%. Did you hear that? Less than 1% of the Americans hold gold and silver in the palm of their hand. Now, if Ezekiel were referring to what they would throw in the streets, what would he be referring to? Would he be referring to less than what 1% of the people have, or would he be referring to the Federal Reserve notes? My contention is he's referring to the paper, which definitely is going to become worthless.
Well, what did Jesus and many other folks in the Bible say over and over again? This knowledge, for those that have discernment, you will understand it. For everyone else, it's in parables. They're not going to understand it. So correct me if I'm wrong, but so much of the Bible is incredible poetry, but also riddles. And that's not the right term, but I mean, it's almost like Sanskrit, that if you don't know how to understand it, for somebody that does have discernment, you totally get it, and you see the many levels to every statement in the Bible. The general public reads it, and it looks like gibberish.
One portion of the Bible explains the other. And whenever you have a question about what one part means, go and look what the other part means. Now, but basically, that'll do it. I know we've got time running out.
Absolutely. We'll have to have you back very soon. Sam in California, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex and Lindsay. Just two quick comments. I believe they're practical solutions to taking a lot of the leverage out of the hands of the globalists. One, I would like people to research HHO gas and how they're making conversion kits to make your car run off water. It's a hydrogen, basically, fuel cell that separates.
Yeah, well, it's a supplement. It will get you more gas mileage if it's the right unit.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the second one, practical solution to taking power out of the globalist hands is go down the street, talk to your neighbors, try to get just 3 to 5 of your neighbors on your block to start growing vegetables. Not the same kind that you grow, because you don't all want to be eating the same thing. But if anything happens, it's like insurance. Yeah, you
begin acting like normal humans. You know, ants save food for the winter. Grasshoppers don't. We all know what happens to grasshoppers. They die. The ants don't die in the winter. Great point. I appreciate your call. Randy, Christian, Chris, and others, I'll get to you before our next guest joins us. Lindsay, I want to thank you for spending time with us. We will talk to you again in the very near future as things accelerate, as this quickening expands. But you always thank me for having you on the show, and you're so gracious and polite and appreciative. We want to say we appreciate you, Lindsay, and thank you for coming on the broadcast. We want to thank you.
God bless, Alex. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back with a bunch of news, your phone calls, then Wayne Madsen, who's getting death threats. Stay with us.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just 99 bucks. Spring into hell for just 99 bucks. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Wayne Madsen is an investigative journalist. He's written for the Washington Post, you name it, formerly with the National Security Agency. He spent months off and on, the last 6 months in Chicago, investigating all the mob connections to Obama. And he's got a report out that he's getting threats and may even leave the country. Headline, White House threats must be taken seriously. It's up on InfoWars.com. He'll be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes from now. I'm going to get to some of your calls, but also some other important news. Now, we did over 60 Google bombs. Every one of them became the number one search term. And that was 60 different events. Sometimes we would do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 terms in a row would be number 1 through number 3, number 1 through number 5. Google changed their algorithm to, quote, target alternative media sites and content farms like DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com. And we did see some traffic issues, but we're growing so fast, we're still growing despite that, but it did take some of our steam out of us. Now I've done 3 or 4 Google bombs in the last month. I've slowed down on them just because I don't want to wear it out. It's such an effective tool. And we've done, I guess, 3 or 4 of them, and a couple of them didn't work. Like the Max Kaiser one last week didn't work. So we need to do a test today with a very simple term to see if they're blocking my name or if they're blocking the algorithm, the system with their algorithm. You go to the Google search box, you put Alex Jones in, and you hit enter. Then you go and click the cursor in the middle of Alex Jones to make it a new search. You don't have to re-enter the whole name, just click on it, and then hit enter again, and do that about 50 times. And the power of this audience, millions of listeners, it will be number one if Now, the good news is, even though they've been obviously manipulating it, one day when we failed last week, the show re-aired on History Channel about Bohemian Grove, so it went to number one. People were organically searching that. So already our terms, our videos, our stories, liberty issues, they're already routinely in the top, you know, 10 search terms. And they've done, they've released yearly numbers, you know, the Alex Jones, Infowars.com is always in the top 50 or so. This last year was in the top 10, naturally on its own. So they're not going to stop us, but they're trying to slow us down. So search the term Alex Jones. Also search six, just the number, don't spell it out, 6-year-old groped. 6-year-old groped. And it'll probably be the top term or top search. They have two different systems. But let's get that out to expose the 6-year-old. And speaking of that, we played part of the newscast earlier where we now find out more of what happened than just what somebody in line about to be searched with his children. You hear those children saying, I don't want them to touch me. I don't want them to do that to my clothes. I mean, think of little kids, 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. Think about your children. I mean, my children are, you know, pretty outgoing, but sometimes I'll take them to a public event or something, and they kind of, with a big crowd of people, grab my leg, and people say, hi there, little girl, hi there, little boy, and they kind of, that's a normal instinct for a child to not like strangers right away so that they don't get kidnapped. I mean, it's a good instinct. It's kind of like a puppy. You've had a puppy for a month. It's real rambunctious and happy. When the repairman comes over to fix the refrigerator, the puppy hides between your legs. That's a normal mammal instinct. So you're at a checkpoint. There's people in uniforms. I've seen them at TSA in Houston screaming at people, yelling, freaking out when the lines get too long. You're being yelled at. You put in a machine. Mommy can't be in there with you. It's hitting you with radiation. Then they take you out. On top of it, people say, well, just do the scan. You won't do the search. They're doing both, folks. That was always the plan. Then for 2 minutes, she sticks her hand down the girl's pants, grabs her buttocks, runs her fingers through her hair. I mean, this is incredible. People 10 years ago, if a cop randomly pulled you over and started doing this to your kid, most people would get violent. They're training you that the government can get in your space and force vaccines on you, take blood tests. They take your baby's blood at birth. That's now declassified and admitted. This is the criminal nature of these people. So I wanted to cut to a piece that is in the article up on Infowars.com. We have the quote in the article, parents threatened by TSA before 6-year-old was groped. Girl then broke down in tears. And when you read down here, here's the transcript. Initially, she was just confused, Todd Drexel said, the doctor. After she broke down crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. And then kids also asked, they asked Michelle here in my office when it happened, Mommy, I thought strangers aren't supposed to touch me, much less touch me on my privates. Think about Jesse Ventura. Ron Paul, they do it to everybody. And if you don't like it, they throw you out and then give you an $11,000 fine. And now they're going to be on the streets of America. They go on to say they did ask for alternatives. I asked for her to be rescanned. They just refused and said they were going to do what they were going to do. Selena Drexel said, adding the TSA supervisor made it clear in a nonverbal way, bowing up, that there would be trouble. 90% of communication is nonverbal. If the parents caused a fuss and refused, that was a quote, to allow the pat-down to be completed. It's not a pat-down. It's a groping. I've had district attorneys on saying it's illegal. It's criminal. Well, start indicting these people. And there are a bunch of states, now 9 states, passing laws, on the verge of passing laws, saying they're going to have the state police come arrest your butt. You understand that? The cops aren't above the law. I'm not above the law. Barack Obama isn't above the law. And these TSA people under Homeland Security power grab, you're not above the law. So let's play the clip of this upstanding, good-looking couple, doctor, his wife, his children. I mean, you know, if they can do it to these people, they can do it to anybody. And that's who they target. They're training Americans who'd never be in police contact to be basically prisoners. Here it is from ABC News this morning.
What was your little girl's
off camera?
Thank you. What was your was Anna's reaction as this was happening and afterwards?
Well, I think initially she was just confused, but she's a very respectful adult. Said, yes, ma'am, did what she was asked to do. And afterward, she broke down with crying because she really didn't understand what she'd done wrong. And so we were really struggling with how do we explain this, because we've really stressed her, you know, it's not okay to touch, be touched here in these certain places. And now she's been pat down in a public setting in an airport, and she was upset and crying, so we had to try to explain this to her. It was very difficult.
I'm sure it was very confusing to her, and yes, we could hear her. She's so well-mannered, and we could hear her saying, yes, ma'am, to the agent. There's a lot of questions as to why you decided to post this on YouTube for others to see, and what is your hope will come of this, Selena?
Well, my reason for posting it was that we just had a very bad feeling that you know, what happened was wrong, and I posted it out there to get other people's opinions on it and to see, you know, to get some other people's thoughts on it. We felt that it was inappropriate. You know, we struggle to teach our child to protect themselves, to say no.
To say no. This is training your child not to say no. That's what the school drills are. They load them on buses, take them to federal centers where they announce that their homeschoolers come to kill them. It's about just training kids to have learned helplessness. Now, originally when this went on the web, it was other sources. And so that's why we thought somebody else shot it, because you can hear other children off camera saying, I don't want them to touch my clothes. I don't want them to touch me there. You can hear it in the audio if you boost it. And then they lead her away for a, quote, drug test. It never really becomes clear what that was. But now we're learning more of what happened here. And I do want to get these parents on the show. Obviously, everybody else in the world is going to be trying to do that who has a media platform. But we're on that today. We're going to be talking more about this to come. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with everything. Again, I'm going to repeat this. The state lies and says you got to take vaccines. It's the law. There is no law. It's all color of law fraud. These are criminals. The state takes your baby's blood at birth for almost 40 years. This has been going on since 1972. By the way, it goes on in Australia and England and Europe since the early 1970s. It's global. A global secret program of taking your blood and DNA testing and putting a record of it and then selling it to Big Pharma, who then patents your unique blood proteins. That's how a lot of this started coming out a few years ago. We, of course, reported on it more than a decade ago. So, there's an example of who these criminals are, who this system is. They're a pack of lying scum. Why do you think the government's been caught all over the world, our government and others, nerve gassing their own troops, testing radiation, biologicals on their own troops, the UN injecting people with live polio, live syphilis, our own Pentagon doing it, our own Department of Health doing it, in the U.S., in other countries? It comes out every week now, new stuff. They're testing their federal, their state, their jail guards, their jail doctors doing tests in Huntsville, Texas, it comes out. Sometimes lethal stuff. It's to create an army of evil and to see if scientists and government doctors will follow these orders for the, quote, greater good. Then it creates cadres of people that will keep things secret. And then that those armies of evil people go out and recruit others to create even bigger armies of evil. I mean, they kept it secret for decades that the 1959 total meltdown at Simi Valley, Southern California, into L.A., radiated them many times, 200-plus times, ABC News reported, worse than Three Mile Island. And no one knew for decades. This is a group that practices secrecy. They couldn't keep it secret. The government went ahead and admitted they did it when they felt like it. Kind of like all over the country, they kept it secret. They're using laptops, school laptops, to watch kids. Now schools just admit they're watching them at home. It's just like Gulf of Tonkin, kept secret from 64 to 2004. 40 years that the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. How did we know it was staged? Well, because some of the top officers on the ships, when they got back 6 months later after their rotation to San Diego, told the San Diego Herald Tribune in 1964 that the ships were not attacked and it was a lie. Then that became a rumor because folks didn't have the original newspaper, so you were called a conspiracy theorist for 40 years until they declassified it in 2004 and released LBJ on the phone with McNamara, Secretary of Defense, saying the day before, we're going to stage this. Then the day, get ready, it's going to happen. This is what you tell the press conference tomorrow. And LBJ's taking orders. He's going, all right, I tell them, but we leave it kind of nebulous where they don't know. All right. Now just remember not to be too clear exactly in case other stuff comes out. Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I mean, it's just a group of con artists, scum, filth, taking your baby's blood at birth, now sticking their hands down their pants. What does it take to get people to wake up to the fact that the country's been taken over by tyrants? It's illegitimate. We got to remove the stinking government.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Let's hit them hard with a Google bomb today. Search Alex Jones. That's simple. This is a test. It'll send them to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's also search 6-year-old groped. The number 6-year-old groped. Hit them. Hit them hard. During the breaks, I've been entering those terms into Google over and over again. Hit them. Hit them hard. It's getting harder to do this. Let's see if it's the new algorithm blocking us. All right, let's jam in a few calls ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us. Randy in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, Alex, I got a couple questions for you. The silver and the gold that you all suggest to buy, you and Lindsay, is it good to buy bullion, gold, or silver? Because I did call the metal place on your line, and they're telling me that I should buy coins, collectible coins from 1964 and under. And I did get the Lindsay's new DVD set. Very, very good on knowledge. He tells us to collect 6 months of food and medical supplies. I need to try to find out what type of medical he's talking about.
All right, Randy, let me be specific. The sister company of Genesis is a gold and silver company, and the deals that I endorse, and all their deals are very competitive. Some of them are smoking hot. Others are just moderately good. They have a whole spectrum. It depends on how good a deal they get on it. Ted buys gold and silver when it's down, you know, as it dips on its way overall way up, and then he sells it when it's up at the old price. That's how he's extremely competitive and is now the fifth or fourth largest gold and silver broker in the country. So it's through that volume. But a lot of the silver coins they sell, you know, at extremely competitive or even hyper-competitive prices already have a numismatic value because he got a great deal on them. So they're collector, you know, semi-collector. It's not like they're super valuable just for the collector value. They're overall valuable because of the gold and silver that's in them. Okay, and I'm no silver or gold coin master, but I personally buy bullion, American that's recognized, some of the British and other stuff's recognized even more globally. Krugerrands are recognized, French francs, European francs, Swiss francs, things like that. Whatever I can get a great deal on, I mainly have American silver dollars and silver half dollars, and most of those are 50, 60, 70, 80, some 100 years old. And I'll get a little bag of them from Ted, and one of them's 120 years old, another's 80 years old, another's 75 years old. But generally, I would look at whatever spot prices are. I would get something called the Red Book. I know Ted's been sold out of them, but he's getting some more, a yearly book that breaks down at the time it was printed what collector coins are really worth. It's kind of like a Kelley Blue Book on cars. But I think if you're just now getting into gold and silver, I would basically buy bullion. Here's the problem. So-called American bullion, American Eagles, the gold coins the Mint or Buffaloes are putting out, those a lot of times, because the Mint sells out of them so fast, those will be way above some numismatic 70-year-old gold coin. I mean, it varies just because those are so recognized and in such demand. So the safest thing to do, and going with Midas, I know you'll always get a good deal, but if you want the absolute best deal, I would go with the radio specials. You know, because the brokers are going to offer you other things, but I would say no. I heard Alex say those three silver dollars, three of his films, and free shipping for 110. I think it may have gone up a little bit, but ask him. I haven't talked to Ted on air this week yet. I haven't talked to him this week, have I? I don't think so. So just bring that up. You know, if you hear a deal for a gold sovereign or a franc, that price that's offered, it'll generally be a little bit lower than what you even see on their Midas Resources website. But I hope that answers your question, Randy.
It did. Do you see when what Lindsay says about the barrel, the crude oil getting up to $200 a barrel, when everything escalates, do you see a civil war happening over here with everybody being so used? And
I think that nothing? If it does go anywhere near that price, you will see food riots and things, because the amount of food stamps they're going to hand out won't be able to buy enough food, or, you know, if the welfare checks will still flow. It's just that they're saying they're going to freeze their size, freeze the Social Security size, no COLA. Because of the cost of living increase, people are going to get very, very uncomfortable. The gas prices are going to suck out other discretionary income. It's going to increase all other major prices. Food's going up because of commodity issues, but also energy and transportation costs. And then I see the system using that as a pretext to come in and clamp down and then say, see, we're your saviors. So, yes, I do see that on the radar in a big way, but that's just common sense. Do I know the hour of the time? Do I know exactly where it'll flare up? No.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate it. God bless you and your family.
You bet. Now, God bless you. Now, I want to get to Christian, Pat, Rich, and Eric, but I got a guest coming up. We'll try to get to those callers. I meant to get to a few more callers, but that guy had a complex question. Well, it's a simple question, but it's a large, detailed answer, and I only scratch the surface. I should have Ted on someday for maybe a whole hour to really, I can get the Red Book out of gold and silver coins and other collector coins and go over it. But it There's super collective stuff. There's moderately collectible. Then there's a semi that has some collector value on top of it. A lot of those are more inexpensive than regular bullion.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Well, here's the headline. It's at WayneMadsenReport.com. It's also on Infowars.com. White House threats must be taken seriously. Wayne Madsen, of course, is a Washington, D.C.-based investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. He's written for The Village Voice, The Progressive, Counterpunch, Online Journal, The American Conservative, Fox News, CNN, RT. Madsen has been invited to testify as a witness before the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.N. Criminal Tribunal, and for Rwanda, and an anti-terrorism investigation panel for the French government. Madsen has some 20-plus years in experience in security issues as a former U.S. naval officer and anti-submarine command. He managed one of the first computer security programs for the U.S. Navy. He subsequently worked for the National Security Agency, the Naval Data Automation Command, Department of State, RCA Corporation, and Science Computer Science Corporation. Madsen was a senior fellow for the Electronic Privacy Information Center, a privacy public advocacy organization. And, of course, we had the D.C. Madam on, thanks to him giving us her contact. He knew her well. when she had a lot of documents and things and was going to try to give them to her mother. She was found dead at her mother's house. I had the condo manager on, who she was good friends with, saying she was being followed. She had to get these documents to her mother. They killed her at the house, hung her in the shed, called it a suicide, put out a fake letter that wasn't even her handwriting. It was not even something a 10-year-old could do a better job of. We have to take this serious because Wayne is a consultant, you know, for international television programs like RT. Wayne is, you know, gaining in stature, and he's always had a big effect. Anytime you watch a national security hearing, you'll see Wayne in the background reporting on it. He also gives briefings to the National Press Club. He spent months off and on in Chicago and other areas of the country investigating all these mafia ties that are public with Obama. And he's brought out some of that info. Wayne, with these new threats, first tell us about the threats through your credible sources, reports that you might even leave the country, what's happening there. And then, B, whatever data you got for all of us here and for your own safety, as I told the D.C. madam, and she didn't listen, and I know you're a smart guy, whatever you found out, I know you like to double, triple check and vet everything, but whatever it is you found out in Chicago that you haven't been ready to report yet because you're still digging, you better get it out now or we all know what's going to happen. And then C, I want to get you on record saying you're not planning to commit suicide or go swimming with lead shoes.
Well, yes, the report that I received was from a very credible source. Without getting into identifying who, I can say it was a source with a very large foreign newspaper here in Washington. His information came from his contacts in his embassy, which are largely intelligence contacts. The country in question is an ally in the United States, so it's, you know, it's not Russia or China or anything like that. This threat was verified by another source that I had within the State Department, who said, "Look, I don't like what you write, but I know, you know, it's true. You have to understand you're a marked man." Now, the other threat specifically said the people in the White House want to kill you, and I I said, "Is that figurative?" He said, "No, it's literal." And I had to take that threat seriously because of the stature.
Okay, Wayne, let me interrupt you because your Skype video and audio was breaking up a bit. Go back 60 seconds. Go over both the sources and the particular source with them saying the White House literally wants to kill you. Repeat that.
Yes, what I heard was the White House, they want to kill you. I said, is that figurative? He said, no, it's literal. But he said they mean it. And I've had threats before, but I took this one rather seriously. And then I go back and I look at what the Nixon administration tried to do with Jack Anderson. They did try to kill him. It's documented. They were going to poison him. But he was a teetotaling Mormon. They couldn't do that. They were talking about, staging a car accident where he would be incinerated in his car. They also tried to cause problems between him and his wife by suggesting putting out word that Anderson was gay. And, of course,
yeah, they've had Glenn Beck doing that to me now, just completely ridiculous with no evidence. So I don't care. It's not true. They've also liked to call my wife women, saying I've gotten them pregnant. Then when she doesn't buy it, a guy comes on the line and threatens her. Do you think I want to get more into your story, but it came out last year that I'm number 49 of 50 people on the White House enemies list. No, 43. Should I be concerned, Wayne?
Well, I think we all have to be concerned because we have a record of what the Nixon administration, G. Gordon Liddy, Charles Colson, and E. Howard Hunt, who actually Hunt was not big on the idea of taking out Anderson, and even J. Edgar Hoover thought that was a crazy idea. But we have, because there is a precedent that has been set, and we have to take it seriously. And there's another issue. I've been told that how they deal with recalcitrant journalists and also whistleblowers, they have a playbook they use. Step one is to isolate the target. Now, that is, try to drive a wedge between the target and his friends and family. Number two, they try to take the target out of the public eye, getting their bylines out of publications, getting their name off out of the chyrons on the television programs. And three, then they put the financial screws to you. And when that stage is set, then they, you know, they say, well, the person was despondent and committed suicide. We've seen that with Danny Casolaro, a journalist who was whacked in West Virginia 91.
Gary Webb, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, shotgunned him twice in the head.
J.H. Hatfield, who was the author of Fortunate Son about Bush. So this is their game plan. But I will say on your program, just as my friend Gene Palfrey said, I do not have any plans to commit suicide. I do have plans to leave the country for some extended period of time. One of the things I'm going to do is complete the book on Obama and the CIA. And all I'll say is I'll be backtracking some of the in some of the places where he lived when he was younger.
Okay, let's see. Do you think that's what's making him angry at you?
Well, what I understand, you know, obviously the stuff about Chicago they like, but what they really do not like is the stuff that I've been writing about the background of Obama and his family with the CIA. That's something that they don't want to go there. They're more than happy to go, you know, see the birth certificate stuff out there. But let's face it, the rifling of Obama January of 08 during the primary season was they were after his passport records, not his birth records. And there's a reason why they were after the passport records is because what those passport records will show.
All right, Wayne, this is too important. And your Skype just broke up for another minute and was almost unintelligible. I want you to repeat what you just said. If it continues to break up, we're going to put you on hold and call your cell phone or home phone back. Okay. It's great to have the video, but we need to be able to hear the audio. So again, if I give the word in a minute, we're going to go ahead and call your cells to get that ready, guys. Going back here, I want to retrace this. Specifically, sounds like the British consulate from what you've said, but I know you don't want to go there. I'm just guessing gave you a warning that first came through a major newspaper. Then you got another warning from inside the State Department that, no, they want you dead. I mean, was that person basically threatening them for you, or were they just had it leaked to them knowing that they would tell you?
The source at the embassy wanted the information to be passed to me, and it was not the British. It was an ally, but not the British.
Okay, we had you faded down again there at the start. Start over slowly. Go over exactly not who the sources are, but basically what type of sector they came from and what they said specifically.
Well, the source said, look, they want to kill you. I said, are they being figurative? He said, no, literal. The information was passed by an embassy here of an allied country, and it was passed to this high-ranking journalist with a very large newspaper to get the information to me.
And what did you get from the U.S. State Department?
I had a source tell me that there's a State Department source said, look, we don't like what you write. I don't like what you write, but I know it's true, and you need to know that you have been marked. That was the words used.
Now, you said you don't plan to commit suicide anytime soon. Be clear, you will never commit suicide. It's not entered your head.
No, not at all. I would, you know, I'm going to leave the country for some period of time to work on this book and just check things out abroad. But no, suicide is not in the cards whatsoever.
Wayne, so you're going to be traveling, to Indonesia, to Africa, to Pakistan, to Occidental California to look into Obama?
Well, as many places as my funds will allow. There are some leads in some of these locations that I want to track down and see if I can actually get some actual documentation for the book that I'm hopefully I can get this out as we're getting into the campaign season it should have been done in 08, of course.
Well, that's probably while they're mad at you, because I know for a while you've already been working on this book. You've been in Chicago. You've been in Florida. You've been in Texas. You've been all over California. I know you privately told me 3-4 months ago that you were getting some grapevine threats over the fact that you spent time in Chicago. I mean, again, has anybody telegraphed to you what it is they don't like? You're saying it's mainly the Obama CIA history.
It's mainly the Obama CIA history. Obviously, they're not too pleased with the fact that I've been in a lot of contact with Larry Sinclair, who also wrote a book about the escapades in Chicago. And, of course, he did attempt to take his own life, but some folks were able to save him. And he's now tied up with this court battle over the contents of a libel suit over the contents of his book. So we know that the White House likes to play hardball on people who delve too much into Obama and his family's background.
Well, now we hear this sister that nobody's ever heard about come out and say, sure, he lived in Hawaii, but regardless of what really happened with Kenya and his grandmother saying he was born there and his wife in two speeches a few years ago saying we traveled back to his home country, of Kenya where he was born, we know he gave up his citizenship in Indonesia and took the name of Barry Sotero.
Right. We also know that he had a stepsister in Indonesia who died a few years ago. And there's very little information on what caused her death. She was about the same age as Obama, so it wasn't something from old age or something like that. But there's a lot of question marks about him, and I just think writing the book here with this sort of Damocles hanging over my head, I for peace of mind, I need to complete this this book.
Well, you're a big security computer expert, a journalist, a national security expert, a leading one. I'm a layman, but explain to me. It sounds like you're going out of the frying pan into the oven or the fire, leaving the U.S., the long arm of the corporate mafia. You think you're going to be safer ferreting around looking for his history in these countries?
Well, I think you might think that when you go abroad that you might be subject to the CIA or something, I think there's a better support network of people abroad who understand what's going on inside the United States, who are more than willing to take the extra measure to provide the security necessary because they know the truth.
You're tipping your hand here. You're saying you've got countries, embassy people, that you're going to go to a country where you're going to be provided security.
Yes. Yeah, essentially, yes. I wouldn't be going into these countries if I didn't have a support network there that's already basically invited me to come and track down some of these leads.
Well, buddy, we hope we get to interview you in the future, because I remember warning the D.C. madam, Palfrey, here on this show. And this isn't a joke, folks. I risk my life every day. I passed the point of no return a long time ago. I'm committed to this. So are you. I hope listeners understand this is real. I mean, how many people connected to exposing Clinton, how many police investigators, private investigators, got Arkansided during the Clinton administration?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's all, like I said, started with the Nixon administration and their enemies list. Actually, it's well documented they're trying to kill Anderson. We know that they've gone after other journalists as well, not killing them, but certainly had them fired from their jobs. We have ample evidence of that, and quite recently ample evidence of that. And I think any time a threat like that is conveyed from White House sources, it just has to be taken seriously. It's not something like, oh, well, they must be kidding or they're exaggerating. No, the history of this doesn't suggest that they are kidding.
What about public letters to Congress and the White House, putting them on notice that your sources, journalistic sources of the highest caliber, have warned you about this so that there's even more of a public record?
Well, Congress, garbage in, it's a black hole. The stuff goes in there, nothing ever comes out. The other thing I want to state, too, is it's getting increasingly difficult covering Washington, D.C., because that my sources are drying up faster than a puddle in the Sahara Desert. They're just fearful being exposed.
Well, that's because the Justice Department has been
more.
Yeah, the Justice Department's been publicly burning mild whistleblowers.
Right. We have Thomas Drake, the former NSA official, now being charged under the Espionage Act for providing unclassified information to the Baltimore Sun. The fourth, only the fourth such case since the act was enacted during World War One. In this case, Obama's worse than Bush. Believe it or not, when it comes to how they're handling whistleblowers, there's a fear. Has set in here in Washington. I have sources drying up left and right. They don't want to talk anymore because they see what happens to some of these other people. They were concerned during Bush, but they were much more willing to talk during the Bush administration, unlike this one.
Wayne, I want to hold you 5 minutes in the next hour, so we have two more little five-minute segments with you. But I'm going to ask this question now. We're going to reconnect via regular phone with you because your Skype's breaking up too much when we go to break here in about a minute. But before we do that, let me just pose the question now, and you can think about it during the break. We have the White House regulations are saying arrest people that disagree with the government, infiltrate their groups, cognitive dissonance, set them up. 2 weeks ago, Politico gets the memos. From last year inside of Media Matters, George Soros group saying, we're going to destroy the alternative media, starting with Fox News, I think that's popular, and other sites critical of the administration. We're going to guerrilla warfare, destroy them. So this is a very scary group here. So who do you think they're going to send after you? A Chicago mafia? A CIA hitman? I mean, what quarters do you think this... you know, them knocking you on the head or giving you a shot and then holding you up and putting that tourniquet around your neck. I mean, folks, they'll do it. They'll kill him better than a hammer, and they'll send a message to everybody. I mean, they'll kill me. I mean, let me tell you, folks, that's a real possibility.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, this path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com.
Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
You know, it's creepy when I gotta travel to cities and turn off the light in my own hotel room. I'll be honest, sometimes we have people following us, I go ahead and barricade the door just so I have a fighting chance, but they can kill you. I mean, look at Mubarak. He wouldn't step down. He has a stroke. Then he's in the trial and has a heart attack. In the death threats we've gotten, they want you to know it's the government. It'll show no number, and when they death threat you, they'll act nice at first, but then start telling you something that you just had in the phone conversation 10 minutes before. And you know, they'll say, this has happened, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times over the years. Now you know who we are, don't you? Because I told you that. Now I'm going to kill you. You understand that? You're dead. And they'll say it in a really mean voice. This is who runs America. And you understand they're going to take your pension funds. They're going to start new wars. They're going to destroy everything. The country's over if we don't have courage. We got to stand up to these people. I'm risking my life. Wayne is. Ron Paul is. You better believe. Stand beside us, folks, not behind us. We're going to beat these people. We don't have a choice. Somebody has got to stand up to them. Wayne, we went to break there. I brought up the admissions of the White House regulations are of COINTELPRO and how great it is. The bizarre memos out of George Soros' Media Matters about guerrilla warfare against alternative media. The people at Media Matters who listen every day and write about the show every few days, Those interns listening, they need to understand they're going to end up, if we get victory against them, going down like Nixon's people.
Well, that's right, and I have to say that I have seen how almost every group, including those who supposedly protest the Obama administration, have been totally infiltrated. The anti-war movement, some of these other groups, some of these privacy organizations, civil liberties organizations, all infiltrated, all with Soros money for the most part. And, I mean, it makes the Nixon's enemies list look like, a shopping list.
Wayne, when are you planning to leave the United States?
Well, without getting into details, it's not easy to just pick up after being here for so long to go elsewhere, but it will be in the next few weeks, maybe a month or so.
Is there any part of your investigation in Chicago or into his CIA grooming background? Do you have any intel you haven't released that you can get out here now that will lessen the chances of them whacking you?
Well, all I can say is we know that ex-Governor Blagojevich's trial begins the end of this month in Chicago. There's a lot of information that the prosecutors are suppressing. I think it'll show what was really going on inside Chicago politics with the Olympics, trying to get the Olympics scam, and who was going to benefit from that. Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama, the late head of the school board, Michael Scott, who was found dead in the Chicago River with a bullet in his head, which has still not been resolved as a suicide by the Chicago PD. That, I think, is what we're going to find in addition to some of the seamier sides of Obama and Rahm Emanuel's past.
What about CIA background with Obama? You must be getting close if they're after you.
Well, I think that's what's got them more concerned than anything else. I've been going, especially Ann Stanley, Ann Dunham, his mother. I mean, it was quite clear that her whole history was invented. She was not some flower child, hippie, bohemian type. She was a graduate of the University of Hawaii in anthropology and is immersed in post-coup Indonesia, where they killed 800,000 to 1 million people courtesy of the military.
She was a minion of the big foundations and Geithner's papa.
Ford Foundation, the World Bank, you name it. She was in all those. Never was on food stamps in her entire life.
Yeah, she was above CIA level, actual globalist management level. Back in 1 minute with Wayne Madsen. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.